我们今天呢继续接着再讲，就是说当我们的模式正确的时候呢，荣耀就要建立。
Today we will continue to talk about when our methods are right, glory will come.
那神的事情呢有一些是比较神秘的，我们不太清楚。
So regarding God's things, some of them are mysterious, we don't know.
那有些事情呢是非常非常的清楚的。
But some are very clear.
那就像我们自然界的一些规律一样，一加一都就等于二。
Just like some of the natural laws of the world, 1+1=2.
啊，这个是2×8=16。
2×8=16。
没有什么好说的。
There's nothing to say about it.
那神的有些事情呢，也是铁板钉钉，它一定是这样。
And some of God's things are also just as certain. It is just this way.
所以当你读到圣经的时候，如果耶稣是实实在在的告诉你的时候，你就知道铁板钉钉。
So when you read the Bible and it says, I truly tell you so, then that's when you know this is a certainty.
那耶稣基督讲呢，他说信我的人，我实实在在的告诉你，将要做比我更大的事。
So Jesus said, those who believe in me, I truly tell you so, they will do things greater than I.
实实在在就是实实在在。
He said, when he said, truly tell you so, it is truly telling you so.
原文就是 Amen, Amen.
Amen, Amen.
Let go swimming, 就是我告诉你们实实在在的，就是一定会发生的。
Yeah, I'm telling you, this must happen, this will happen.
所以神的事情呢，就是说当我们的明白神的心意的时候，我们跟神对准的时候呢，神的应许一定会建立。
So when we understand God's heart and we understand His promise, His promise will come.
那这跟神的性情有关系。
And this has to do with God's nature.
因为第一个，神就是爱。
Because first, God is love.
神的性情就是爱。
God's nature is love.
他爱每一个人。
He loves everyone.
所以呢，他已经预备好把他的爱，他的一切都要给每一个人。
So he already prepared to give all his love and his everything to everyone.
这是铁板钉钉的。
This is absolute certainty.
但是呢，人能不能接受？
But do people accept? Can people accept this?
那这就是圣经上讲的信心。
This is what is said in the Bible regarding faith.
那另外呢，信心也有不同的程度。
Well, faith has different levels as well.
你发现有些教会里面呢，有很多的神迹奇事在发生，有些教会里面呢就没有。
So some churches, there are lots of miracles happening. Other churches, not so much.
那当然我们不能去论断任何的教会，但是呢，跟我们的信心非常的有关系。
Well, of course we can't judge other churches, but it has a lot to do with our faith.
我们信什么？
What do we believe in?
我们怎么样对待神的话语？
How do we treat God's word?
就像我们从一个人那边得到任何东西的时候，第一个你也要信任他，很简单。
Like when you acquire something from someone else, you first need to trust them.
你信多少你就得到多少。
How much do you trust them?
我做过一个小小的一个实验过去。
I've done a small experiment before.
有一次我讲道的时候呢，我写了一张支票，55.55。
When I was preaching, I wrote a check for $55.
$55.55 其实我当时想写555块钱，但是没钱。
I want to write $55.
因为我是有限的，神是无限的啊。
Because I am limited, but God has.
所以我就做一个实验。
So I did an experiment.
我说今天呢，我这张支票是给相信的人，我今天要给任何一个人，你相信的你就拿着。
I said, this check is for anyone who believes, whoever believes can take it.
那我们成人呢比较客气，都不要。
Adults, we're more polite. We refuse.
刚受洗的一个大学生，他说我要，王斌牧师我要。
There was a university student who was just baptized. He said, Pastor Bing, I want it.
我说你确定你要去，这个把它存起来要变现。
I said you have to be sure that you will save this.
他说没问题。
He said no problem.
这是一个恩典。
This is a grace.
那。当然，就是我是做了一个试验，对不对？我的资源有限。
Well, of course, I did an experiment.
但是呢，
My resources are limited.
接受的人是有信心的人，就能接受到。
But the receiver is the one with faith. The one with faith can receive it.
那其实呢，我把这个支票是可以愿意给任何一个人。
Well, I could give this check to anybody.
那信的那个人呢，他就拿到了。
But that person who believed took it.
那神的恩典呢，也是一样。
God's grace is the same.
而且他的恩典很大。
And His grace is huge.
他不是五十五块五毛钱。
It's not $55.55.
他的也不是五万五千块钱。
It's just not $550,000.
圣经简单，他说天是我的居所，地是我的脚凳。
The Bible said the heavens is His home and the ground is earth is His footstool.
神是用虎口炼苍天，天平称大地。Measure the heavens with his span, and scale the earth with his hand. 对他来说，这一切都是非常简单的事情。
To him, all of this is easy.
但是呢，我们要接受的话，需要什么
？But if we want to receive it, what do we need?
需要信心。
We need faith.
就是你要相信他。
Have to believe.
那这个。规律呢也是贴绑钉钉。
This law is also an absolute certainty.
所以圣经上讲呢，就是人非有信，不能讨神的喜悦。
So it says in the Bible, unless you have faith, you cannot please the Lord.
所以这里呢，要告诉大家一个亲近神、服侍神的一个秘诀。
So here I'm going to tell you a secret to approaching your relationship with God.
我曾经参加过一些基督徒甚至牧者的葬礼，他们是类似的，真的是类似的。
I attended some funerals of some pastors and church leaders, and they died of exhaustion, literally exhaustion.
但是呢，圣经里面怎么讲我们服侍神呢
？But what does it say in the Bible about how we serve God?
耶稣讲呢，他说，好多人说我们怎么样做就算是做神的功呢？问耶稣。
Also, people ask, what does it mean to do God's work?
耶稣跟他们讲，信生出他来的就是做他的工。
Jesus said, "Believe in those that I've sent is to do my work."
The one who God has sent.
Yeah, believing in the one who God has sent.
他说你要做神的工吗？就是信我，信耶稣就是做神的工。
He said, "You want to believe in me? Just believe Jesus. Believe Jesus is doing God's work."
所以呢，神的工呢，就是要信他。
So God's work is to believe Him.
所以呢，我们中国人特别是喜欢做。
So Chinese people would like to do things.
所以告诉弟兄姐妹，当你没有信的时候，你做呢，实在划不来。为什么？ So, 因为主不认账。
So what I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, when you do things but your heart is not there, then it doesn't matter.
If you do not have faith, but you want to do things.
If you don't have faith but you want to do things, then it doesn't matter.
神。跟我们的中国文化是不一样的。
God is different from our Chinese culture.
我们的需要非常多的改变。
We need a lot of changes.
这个过程就叫做悔改。
This process is called.
包括教会也需要悔改。
Called repent.
教会也需要悔改。
The church needs to repent as well.
因为教会好多是我们相信的东西、做的东西，不是圣经上的东西。
Because lots of times when the church believes and does some things, it's not what God wants.
Not written in the Bible.
Not written in the Bible.
所以我们做了很多的东西呢，神不买账。
So lots of things that we did, God is not pleased with.
所以马太福音十五章，耶稣跟那些法利赛人讲，他说：“你们把人的教导当成神的诫命，拜我也是仿人。”
So in the Bible it says, turning the people's teachings into my words is you
worship me in vain.
Worshiping me in vain.
就是我们拜他就成了枉然了，明白吗？我们做了很多东西，按照人的去做呢，最后神说我，你拜我也是枉然。
So when we do a lot of things, but lots of times it's worshiping Him in vain.
所以呢，当我们不是按照神的话语去做的时候，不是按照信心去做的时候呢，累死。神也说对不起，你没有做，没有给我做，你是给你自己做的。
So often, if we do things not according to the Bible, not according to our trust in God, then even if you die of exhaustion, God says, sorry, this is not, you didn't do it for me, you did it for yourself.
神的要我们的做法呢，是要信。
God wants our way of working to be through faith.
当我们的信心越来越大的时候呢，神迹其实就随着我们。
When our faith gets bigger, the miracles follow.
如果我们不信的话，你要拼命去做的话，永远没有生机其实。
If you don't have faith and you keep trying to do it, they will never have miracles.
圣经里面都是神迹奇事，从创世纪到启示录全是神迹奇事。
The Bible is full of miracles from Genesis to Revelation.
那这些奇事神迹奇事怎么发生的呢？都是信。
How did these miracles happen? Well, it's all by faith.
所以当我们按照神的模式，神的话语来建造我们自己，建造教会的时候呢，神的荣耀一定建立。
So when we do according to God's word, God's glory will be upon us.
因为我刚才讲，神就是爱。
Because I said God is love.
他很愿意跟我们在一起。
He really wants to be with us.
他很愿意祝福我们。
He is very willing to bless us.
当我们的思想意念，当我们的信心跟他的话语对齐的时候呢，他的一切就变成到了我们的手里面。
When our thoughts and desires are all in alignment with his word, then all of his will be ours.
那所以呢，我们要来认识他的话语。
So that's why we need to come to know.
就是认识他，神在想什么，神喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
This means knowing what God likes, who He is.
他的道是什么？
What his way is.
所谓信神就是信他的话，你不信他的话无所谓信的事情。
Believing God means believing his word, otherwise it's not believing in him.
大家承认吗？如果一个人说他相信我，他又不相信你的话，那不叫信，对不对呀？
Yeah, do,
他相信你就是相信你的话。
Do you agree if somebody says I believe you but they don't believe what you're saying, then they're not believing you. Believing somebody is believing what they say.
所以今天呢，我们再次的走到这个旧约里面，圣殿里面的这个圣殿或这个摩西会幕里面一切的这个设计呢，都预表着这个新约时代的教会的模式。
So today we once again talk about the temple and Moses' time and how it reflects the New Testament.
那今天呢，我们特别要讲这个大祭司圣上的这个窗带里面的一部分，就是他的肩上的带子。
So today we're going to focus on a specific part of the garment of the high priest, which is what he's wearing on his shoulders.
我们请阿文放一下那个大祭司的这样一个图片。
And then we'll share an image, short image of what the high priest looks like.
我们讲到，当模式正确的时候呢，神的荣耀必然见你。
I said when the method is right, God's glory will be upon us.
那讲到神的荣耀的时候呢，原文讲的荣耀就是分量。神有一个分量，一个 weight。
So in the original word, glory means weight.
重量嘛。
Yeah.
那重量是什么意思呢？当神来到这里的时候，当这个一个皇帝来到这里的时候，他就带着他所有的随从，带着他的军队，带着他的一切就来，权柄就来了。
So what that means is, for example, when a king comes, he brings all his soldiers, all his people, and the authority comes with it.
所以这个讲到这个神的荣耀的话呢，就代表着他的同在，同在里面所拥有的一切权柄和能力。
So speaking of glory, that is referring to God's presence and everything that comes with it, including the authority and power.
那当我们认得这个神在旧约里面的心意的时候，神对这个祭司还有这个圣殿的心意的时候呢，我们就明白我们应该怎么样来认识耶稣基督。
When we understand God's heart for the high priest and the people in the Old Testament, then we can understand how we can better know Christ.
而且我们也知道我们应该怎么做，因为我们在基督里面也是祭司。
And then we can also know what we can do better because in God's eyes we're also priests.
那上一次呢，我们讲到这个祭司身上的这个胸牌，胸脯上有一个牌子。
So last time we talked about the breastplate on the high priest.
Breastplate 特别的讲到呢，有十二块宝石。
We mentioned that there was 12 gemstones, precious stones.
就是神亲自的、清楚的讲到，在圣经里面说，祭司来到神的面前的时候呢，要把以色列的十二个支派放在心上。
God mentioned clearly that to put the 12 different tribes of Israel on his heart.
那放在心上的时候呢，就有两件事情发生。第一个呢，用心去爱的时候呢，有两个事情发生。第一个，你认识到人的宝贵，所以全是宝石。
So putting someone on your heart has two things. First is understanding how precious they are. So they are precious.
所以用的是宝石，全是宝石。
That's why they only use precious stones, all precious stones.
第二个呢，用心去爱的时候呢，就发现 尊重每一个人的不同，认得每一个人的不同。
And secondly, when you put people on your heart, it is also about respecting people's differences.
所以这十二个宝石呢，都是不同的。
So you can see these 12 gemstones are all different gemstones.
那有红宝石，有金刚石。
Yeah, there's like rubies and.
红玛瑙，各种各样的宝石。
Emeralds and stuff.
那所以弟兄姐妹，你真正爱一个人的时候，用心去爱的时候，你要尊重他的不同，发现他的不同。
So when you really, when you really love some your brothers and sisters, you need to respect their differences.
这是用心去爱。
When you use your heart to love someone.
那今天呢，我们特别讲到呢，他肩膀上还有两个牌子。
And so today we also talk about how.He has two plates on his shoulders.
那圣经上讲呢，把以色列人的十二个支派的十二个名字呢，就刻在这个肩牌上面。
And so it says that the 12 names of the 12 tribes are engraved on these shoulder plates.
那我们看看这个出埃及记，出埃及记这个第二十八章第六节到十二节。
Look at Genesis 28.
我用中文念，艾斯肯用英文念。他们要拿金线和蓝色、紫色、朱红色线，并连的细麻，用敲匠的手工做一副德。
Make the ephod of gold and of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of finely twisted linen, the work of a skilled craftsman.
一副德有两条肩带。接上两头是他先连。
It is to have two shoulder pieces attached to two of its corners so that it can be fastened.
其上敲工制的带子和以弗德一样的做法，用于束上，与以弗德结连在一块。
Its skillfully woven waistband is to be like it of one piece with the ephod and made with gold.
用金线和蓝色、紫色、朱红色线并连的细麻做成。
And I mean, with gold, with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and
with
finely twisted linen. Take two onyx stones and engrave them on the names of the sons of Israel.
六个名字在这块宝石上，六个名字在那块宝石上，都照他们生来的次序。
In the order of birth, six names on one stone, and the remaining six on the other.
要用刻宝石的手工，仿佛刻图书，按着以色列儿子的名字。刻这两块宝石要镶在金槽上。
Engrave the names of the son of Israel on the two stones the way a gem cutter engraves a seal. Then mount the stones in gold filigree settings.
要将这两块宝石安在以弗德的两条肩带上，为以色列人做纪念石。
And fasten them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as a memorial stones for the sons of Israel. Aaron is to bear the names of the shoulders on.
亚伦要在两肩上当他们的名字，在耶和华面前做纪念。
Aaron is to bear the names of his shoulders as a memorial before the Lord.
那今天呢，我们讲到这个肩带上面啊，这里面放着两块红玛瑙，红玛瑙上面呢刻着以色列十二支派的十二个名字。
So today we talk about on the breastplate, on the shoulder plates, there are two onyx stones with the names of the Israel tribes engraved on them.
这里呢讲得非常的清楚，在十二节，亚伦要在两肩上当他们的名字，在耶和华面前做纪念。
It says here very clearly that Aaron will take them as a memorial for the Lord.
To bear the names.
Bear the names as a memorial for the Lord.
就是要当他们的名字。
To bear their names.
那一想到肩膀呢，就是什么担当。
So when you think of shoulders, you think of bearing a burden.
所以主耶稣呢，那不仅仅是用心去爱我们，第一个，最重要的就是这个救赎的高峰呢，在于担当，担当我们的罪，担当我们的重担。
So God's grace for us is not just about
我也忘了。
okay, it's about bearing the burden.
担当。
God's grace is about bearing the burden.
那所以呢，担当呢，在神的这个字典里面是最重要的一个神的爱的体现。
So bearing the burden is the most important manifestation of God's love.
所以圣经里面讲呢，为人人死是有的啊，为好，这个为罪人死呢是没有的，但耶稣是为罪人来死的，就担当了我们的罪。
So it is said that dying for good people, you know, may happen, but dying for sinners does never happen. So Jesus did this for us to bear our sins for us.
所以呢，在大祭司预表着耶稣基督呢来担当我们的罪，担当我们的重担。
So the high priest represents how Jesus took the burden of our sins upon himself.
大家要记住，第一个担当我们的罪，第二个还要担当我们的重担。
So remember two things. First is he bears our sins, and the second is he bears our burdens.
那好多人强调呢，担当我们的罪，但是没有强调担当我们的重担。
Also, people emphasize bearing our sins, but not so much bearing our burdens.
那这两个在救恩里面是一个也不可缺少的。
So in salvation, these two are both important.
那讲到担当的时候呢，先要强调一点，就是这个。用心去爱，我们刚才讲的强调不同点，看到了人的不同，但是呢，担当的时候呢，是看到的是相同。
So when we talk about before, like embracing everyone's, respecting everyone's differences,
love with your heart, you
yeah. When you love with your heart, you see the differences. But when you bear your burdens, when you bear someone's burdens, you don't see the differences. Everyone's the same.
大家记得就是我们中国里面，中文里面有好多成语啊。都跟这个认同很有关系，就强调相同的，比如说我们，这个是一个营里面的难民，对不对？这个同一个营强调这个同一个营里的难民。
So in like Chinese, we have lots of sayings emphasizing about having the same identity and resonating with each other.
同一个战壕里面的战友。
Like for example, the same refugees in the camp, the same soldiers in the same battalion.
强调什么？同一个战壕。
It's the emphasis is the same battalion.
同一根身上的马扎。哈哈哈
哈。
You the same string, the grasshoppers on the same string, same fate.
Okay.
大家，所以说一讲到当当的时候呢，就想到什么相同的东西。
So when we talk about bearing somebody's burden or bearing anything.
当耶稣来要当当我们的时候呢，就强调一个相同的东西。所以他道成了肉身，他要认同我们的人性。
When Jesus came to bear us, he came and became the same as us, became human.
所以圣经上讲呢，他穿上了一个人的肉身啊，变成一个有血气的人。
So the Bible says Jesus put on a human body, so it turned into a living, breathing human being.
所以，那耶稣来担当的时候呢，就是我们还有一个呢，就我们所有的人对他来说都是一样的，这一点非常重要。
When Jesus came to bear for us, an important aspect is we are all the same to him.
刚才我们讲到呢，用心去爱，看到人的不同呢，这里呢，我们要强调一点相同点。
Yeah, so earlier when we mentioned when we love people, we need to respect their differences. Now we here are emphasizing people's bearing. When we talk about bearing, we talk about the people's similarities.
当你担当一个人的重担或者罪的时候，你就靠他认同。
When you bear someone's sin or burden, you are identifying with them.
你和他变成一样的。
You are the same as them.
大家明白。
Do you understand?
那所以呢，这个金牌上面呢，他没有用很多的宝石，只用红玛瑙一种宝石。
That's why on the shoulder plates they don't use many different precious stones; they only use one kind, the red onyx.
而且他不用最宝贵的。
And they don't use the most precious.
那个宝石里面有很宝贵的，但是这个红玛瑙是比较普通的。
So in the precious stones, there's more valuable and precious ones, but the red onyx is.
而且呢，以色列人儿子的次序呢是按照生来的次序排起来。
And the engraving of the Israel tribe's names are in chronological, it's in birth order.
按生来的次序排代表着什么
？What does it mean when it is listed in the chronological birth order？
那胸牌啊，没有剪，是不是按照生来的次序？好多的说法啊，那个谁是那个宝钻石，谁是那个红宝石，对吧？但是呢，没有剪，是按照生来的次序。但这个肩膀上当呢，讲到是生来的次序。
So on the breastplate, all these different precious stones, some people speculate who is which stone, but it never said clearly who
the order.
Yeah, the order, the birth order of the stones, but the shoulder plates is all about the birth orders.
哎，现在做父母的问问，你们如果分派东西的时候，从大到小，比如说有三四个孩子，按照生来的次序去分派的话，代表着什么？
So like as a parent, if you are to distribute some things to your children, and you distribute it in order of their birth order, what does that mean?
我们这里好多人没有三四个孩子，我们家有三个孩子啊。
Some people.
三个孩子，好多时候你要分东西的时候，你要按照老大、老二、老三分。
Yeah, so lots of people here maybe don't have three or four children, but we do. And
代表什么？
Distribute things in order of oldest, little, youngest. What does that represent?
老大、老二、老三呢，代表着我没有偏见。
Yeah.
但是呢，我得找一个方法，想着从一个人开始，对不对？所以从老大开始，就是你不能说哦，老二先出来，我给你，老大再出来，老三的，这时候就有了意见，对不对？明白不明白大家？
Yeah. So doing it in this order, birth order, first of all, eldest and second, and the third is removing the biases. Because if you were to, you know, second child first, then the first child, then it's about, then we wonder, okay,
那你分派东西的时候先把老二叫出来，每次都对吧？
So if you always call the second born first when you give stuff, then people will question.
那大家立刻就觉得不公平。
People will immediately think, okay, this is unfair.
或者你把老二看得很特别，对不对？
Or that you see the second child as the most special.
但是呢，父母就是有智慧的父母，就是 ，OK， 排队，老大、老二、老三、老四，谁也没花钱，我总得从哪里开始，或者从老小开始，老小、老大、老二也行。但是你不能把中间一个倒桩突出出来，对不对？不可以。
Yeah, so as parents with wisdom, and you should, you know, give them in a logical order, whether it's from oldest youngest to oldest, but don't like randomly pick some of the middle first.
大家同意吗
？Do you agree? Yeah.
因为现在好多人只有一个孩子啊，他都不知道怎么。我们三个孩子常常这样子，要不要让孩子觉得偏心。
we have three children, so we always do this to not let the children feel like there's bias or favoritism.
那所以呢，就是主耶稣呢，把这个十二个名字呢刻在肩膀上的时候呢，是按照生来的次序，就是没有偏见，大家都一样。
So when God engraves these 12 names on the shoulder plates. It's about equality, no bias, everyone is the same.
那再讲深刻一点呢？大家都是罪人。圣经上讲，人人都是罪人，都一样。不要说你比他强。
So on a deeper level, we are all sinners. You can't say you're better.
我们都需要耶稣。
We all need Jesus.
啊，你不要强调好像你比他好什么。
Don't emphasize that you're better than so and so.
所以强调共性，共性呢？我们人都是人。第一个就是人都是罪人，需要神的赦免。第二个呢，人都有重担，代表他人性的脆弱，都需要耶稣来担当。
So we emphasize here the commonality. We are all sinners. We all need Jesus to bear our sins and bear our burdens.
当然呢，我们每一个人在主里面呢，也是呼召要走耶稣的道路，做他要做的事情。
But as we are in Christ, we're also called to do His work.
因为圣经上讲，我们都是祭司，在基督里面都是祭司。
Because it says in the Bible that in Christ we are all priests.
所以我们也要做同样的事情。
So we all have to do the same thing.
但是呢，我们要靠着主的恩典。
But we have to rely on God's grace.
那我也讲过呢，祭司呢被呼召成为祭司，在旧约里面呢，他的祝福是很大的。
So in the Old Testament, as I mentioned before, when the high priests were called to be high priests, their blessing is very big.
那从看得见的层面，第一个你发现祭司呢身上穿的穿金戴银。
On the most surface level, you can see the high priest is is adorned with all these beautiful.
圣经上讲的很清楚，他说你穿的要华美。
And it says in the Bible they need to dress lavishly.
那好多人也说这牧师这个讲道应该穿好。我这个事情上有点
，so lots of people mention pastors need to also dress better, dress well, but so he's a little bit struggling.
那我相信呢，有一点是我相信我现在穿的比耶稣当时穿的要好。
But you think that what he's wearing right now is better than what Jesus wore?
那这我们不讲这个啊，新月的新月不一样，我们都在主的这个里面呢，就是说形式上的东西不重要。
Yeah, so in New Testament, in the ritual aspect of it.
但是在旧约时代呢，它形式的东西很重要。为什么？通过形式的东西， 来预表着将来灵里的东西。
Yeah, but back in the Old Testament, the ritual aspects are very important because it represents in the future the spiritual things.
那第一个我讲，他穿的就很美。
First, I said like they dress beautifully.
第二个呢，他吃的很好。
Second, they eat very well.
所以呢，他做祭司呢，就是非常的受祝福。
Yeah, so as a high priest, just lots of blessings.
因为你知道那个时候的人啊，吃肉的话，大概一年吃一次差不多，他们是天天吃肉。
So back in those days, most people would eat meat like once a year, but the high priest eat meat every day.
因为你知道，天天有以色列人来献祭啊。
Because every day the Israelites, some Israelites will come and sacrifice.
那圣经里面讲得很清楚，好多祭物的肉呢是给祭司要吃的。
Yeah, and it says in the Bible, much of the meat that has been sacrificed is for the priests to eat.
所以他天天吃好的，穿好的。
Yeah, so every day he eats well and dresses well.
那所以当我们真的进到那个祭司的职分，服侍神的时候呢，神给你祝福，大大的。
So for us, when we step into this priest calling, then the blessings that God gives us.
那这就是我们要明白神的话语。那不仅仅是我们说得到一些外面的祝福，而是那个神的荣耀的降临啊，各个层面的祝福。都会建立，而且借着我们要祝福很多人。
Not only do we get the surface level blessings, but on a deeper level, we get God's glory and we get to bless those around us.
阿文能不能换到我们讲到的那个？你现在是？对，那 Zoom 上的人可以看到我们讲到的。
哦，把它关掉是吧？
对，对，可以关掉，对。那我们可以看看这个，以赛亚书53:4-6。
So let's look at Isaiah 53.
就讲到这个担当，耶稣基督怎么样来担当我们的罪。以赛亚书53:4-6。
Isaiah 53:4-6。
他承让担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚。被神击打苦待了。
Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted.
那指他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities, the punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
我们都入眼走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华是我们众人的罪孽，都归在他身上。
We all like sheep have gone astray; each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
这里讲到呢，在这个耶稣出生前600多年呢，以赛亚先知就看到这样一个神的仆人要来，他要来担当我们的忧患，担当我们的痛苦，而且呢，是为我们的罪呢被压伤。
So here it is written that over 600 years before Jesus came, the prophet Isaiah prophesies that Jesus will come and he'll take our pain, bear our suffering, and bear our sins and burdens upon himself.
那这里插一个题外话，就是这一段经文呢，在这个死海古卷里面，就是发现呢，就是保存的最完整的，以赛亚书53，一个字都不差。这是公元前600多年前发的预言，但是死海古卷呢是公元前400多年放在这个那种洞子里面保存下来，罐子里面保存下来，在这个1948年左右发现的。
对，
那以赛亚书呢保存的最完整。
So as a side note, this Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, is the most well-preserved book in the Bible. So it was written around 600 BC, but it was discovered, or it was written and stored around 400.
Dead Sea Scroll.
Yeah, the Dead Sea Scroll was stored and around 400 BC, and then in like 1948 they discovered it, and it is every single word is completely intact. So it was the most well-preserved book of the Bible.
就是死海古卷里面发现的这个这个草本啊。希伯来文的草本跟现在的一字不差。
So the version that was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, the original version, is identical to what we know now as the Book of Isaiah.
当然，现在这个以色列人读的时候呢，他们还在等这位 受苦的弥赛亚。我们呢，基督徒呢，我们已经知道他已经来了，我们要等他第二次再来。
But of course, when the Israelis, the Jews are reading this, they still are waiting for the Messiah. But we know now that the Messiah has already arrived and waiting for the second coming.
那这就是我们怎么样相信的时候，我们就会得到什么样的祝福。
So this is about when we believe, what kind of blessings we will receive.
所以呢，就是主耶稣呢，就是这个大祭司预表的这样一个祭司呢，来就是担当我们的罪孽。担当我们的诱惑。
So the high priest that God has prophesied is Jesus who will come to bear our burdens and our sins.
我刚才讲了，就是说这种担当的这种爱呢，是一个神的爱里面一个高峰。
Bearing someone is the peak of God's love.
那这里面呢，当我们能够担当的时候呢？那释放出极大的一个权柄，一致的权柄。
When we can bear someone or sacrifice for them, this brings the highest authority, the healing authority.
所以你讲到基督徒、基督教有真正跟别的区别的在哪里呢？就在这个担当。
So when we talk about the difference between Christianity and other religions, what is the key difference is this. Bearing the sacrifice.
所以耶稣基督讲，他说：“你要是爱你那些爱你的人呢，有什么长处呢？外邦人也是这样做的。”
When Jesus said, "What's so good about loving those who love you? Don't the Gentiles also do that?"
所以呢，你们要爱你的仇敌。
So you need to love your enemies.
你们要爱那些罪人。
You need to love the sinners.
那这就是真正的基督教所基督的信仰跟别的任何的信仰不一样的地方。
So this is the real difference between Christianity and other faiths.
也是他真正信仰的这个最核心的东西。
And this is precisely the core of our faith.
所以当担当的时候呢，会释放出一个极大的权柄和能力。
So when we bear our sacrifice for others, it will release the greatest authority.
当然今天呢，神呼召我们也是一样，要懂得去担当。
So when God has called us today, we need to know how to bear others.
那担当的反面呢，就是什么？
What is the opposite of bearing?
啊，担当的反面就是推卸责任、指责。
The opposite is shifting responsibility, blaming.
那就是为什么亚当在伊甸园把他的所有的东西都丢掉了。
That's why in the Garden of Eden, Adam lost everything.
因为他吃了分别善恶树的果子，自以为聪明，但是呢，吃了以后，他开始就是指责他的老婆，这个是把责任推卸给上帝。
Because he ate the fruit from the tree of good and evil, and so he started to shift responsibility to his wife and to blame God.
但是耶稣来呢，是做相反自己。
But Jesus came to do the opposite.
他没有犯罪，但是他担当别人的罪。
He did not sin, yet he bore the burdens of our sin.
所以这就是生命树。
So this is the tree of life.
亚当夏娃吃的那个呢，就是分别善恶树，那是一个死亡的树。
The what Adam and Eve ate was the tree of good and evil.
所以当我们吃这个生命树的果子的时候，你知道生命就在我们中间发动了。
So when we eat this tree, fruit of life, you know the power of life will start working within us.
那我们来看一个故事，就是看看这个担当的能力有多大。
So let's read a story about the power of bearing.
那担当的那个得到的祝福和权柄有多大
？And how great the blessing and authority it is from bearing.
当一个人能够担当、愿意担当的时候，神把一个权柄会赐给。
So when somebody is willing to bear or sacrifice for others.
那这个权柄呢，是承受神祝福的一个权柄。
That God will give us the greatest authority, which is to authority.
也是来释放别人得自由的权柄。
The authority to receive His blessing and to release others.
那我们看看创世纪四十九章。
Let's look at Genesis 49.
八到十节。
8 to 10.
我先讲讲这个背景啊。
So I'll talk about the background.
背景呢，就是以色列，就是雅各呢，他有十二个儿子。在他老了快要死的时候呢，就祝福十二个儿子。
So, Israel or Jacob, when he had 12 children, and when he was old, he wanted to bless these 12 children.
他在祝福的时候呢，你发现非常特别。那有一些儿子呢，有其中一个儿子呢，犹大，他既不是长子，也没做过什么好事情，但是他得到一个极大的祝福。
So, as you see, when he's blessing his children, it's very interesting because one of the children, Judah, he's not the oldest, nor did he do anything very special, but he received the biggest blessing.
那按理说呢，长子要得到双方的祝福。
Supposedly, the oldest should get the double blessing.
但是犹大既不是长子。
But Judah's not the oldest.
甚至连次子也不是。第二个儿子也不是。他也没做过什么好事情。
他
为什么得到这么大的祝福呢？
Why does he have such a big blessing?
他得到的是什么祝福呢？第八节。
What did he receive? What kind of blessing?
犹大，你弟兄必要赞美你，你手必掐住仇敌的颈线，你父亲的儿子们必向你下拜。
Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you.
这是什么样的祝福啊？
Oh, what kind of blessing is this?
就是你哥哥、你弟弟都要来拜你。要赞美你。
Your elder brothers, younger brothers will bow before you, praise you.
Wow.
Wow.
完了，他说呢，你的手要掐住你仇敌的咽喉。
And he said, your hand will be on the neck of your enemies.
也就是说，你在有一个很大的一个权柄，在征战里面，在战争里面啊，这里讲的是属灵的征战。
Meaning that you have a very large authority in the battle.
Spiritual warfare.
In battle, especially.
那我要讲一句，其实所有的战争都是属灵的征战。
Well, I want to say, actually, all battles are spiritual battles.
那我们好多时候讲是属世的、属灵的，都是属灵的，弟兄姐妹都是属灵的。
We often talk about you know, earthly things, spiritual things, but actually, everything is spiritual.
当我们在神的权柄之下，一切属灵的祝福就来临，不管是地上还是天上。
When we are under God's blessing,
God's authority.
When we're under God's authority, everything is.
那这里呢，要讲就是说，他讲到呢，要手要掐住仇敌的颈线。
So it says here that his hand will be on the neck of his enemies.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
就是说，他能够制服撒旦。
That means that he can defeat Satan.
那后面你就看到呢，就是说。这个犹大是个这个第十节讲呢，跪必不离开犹大，杖不离开他两脚之间，只等细罗来到，万民都必归顺。
So it says here that the scepter will not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet until he to whom it belongs shall come.
那跪和杖呢，都指的是权柄。
So the scepter and the staff refer to authority.
那个细罗呢，指的是赐平安者，只等到耶稣基督来临，就是赐平安者来到，万民都必归顺。
And it's about the peacemaker.
Christ.
Christ is the peacemaker until Christ.
那这里呢，一方面在祝福犹大，另一方面在也在祝福犹大的子孙，将来耶稣基督要从他而出，大卫王，以色列的第一个王，可以说就是圣所契约的这个王，大卫要从他而出。
So here it's not only blessing Judah, but also showing that Judah's descendants will. Be a blessing to the world. That came to the
top. 那第九节讲，犹大是个小狮子，我儿啊，你抓了食便上去，你屈下身卧入公司，东入母室，谁敢惹你？
Verse 9 says, "You are a lion's cub, Judah. You return from the prey, my son. Like a lion, he crushes and lies down. Like a lioness, who dares to rouse him?"
那个犹大的狮子在启示录里面讲，那就是那个灵界里面掌权的、掌权的王。
In Revelations, the lion of Judah is. The king that has authority in the spiritual world.
那你想这个犹大呢，得到他父亲这样的祝福，凭什么他得到这样的祝福
？So you can see Judah gets such a blessing from his father, but on what basis?
凭什么他得到这样的祝福
？Why does he deserve such a blessing?
那流便是老大呀，对不对
？Reuben is the eldest.
那为什么约瑟得到这样的祝福呢？
Judah.
对，犹大得到这样的祝福呢。
So why would Judah get such a blessing?
他做了一件事情非常重要。
He did a very important thing.
这个东西呢，他做在他爸爸的心上，也做在天父的心上。
This thing he did it on his father's heart and God's heart.
那看看这个创世纪第四十四章。
Let's look at Genesis 44.
那我先先这个讲点这个背景。
So, talk about the background a bit.
那背景呢，就是说，以色列就是雅各呢，当时不是有十二后来生了十二个儿子嘛？但是呢，有一个儿子约瑟呢，就是这个父亲呢特别的宠爱，别的哥哥们就嫉妒他。
So your background is Israel or Jacob. He had 12 children, right? And one of his children, Joseph, was his favorite, and his brothers were really jealous.
长话短说呢，后来他的哥哥们呢就想出一个计谋要害死他。
Long story short, his brothers came up with a scheme to kill him.
那后来呢，他们良心发现呢没有害死他，就把他卖掉，卖到埃及做奴隶去。
When they, you know, they realized that they didn't. Successfully get rid of him. They, you know, their conscience told them to just sell him to Egypt instead.
所以这个小弟弟约瑟呢，经历了很多的苦难，最后呢，他就做了埃及的宰相，法老的宰相。
So this little brother Joseph went through a lot of troubles and misery, but at the end he became the prime minister of Egypt.
就是在一人之下，万人之上。
So he's above below one person and above everyone else.
但是呢，那个期间呢，这个雅各居住的地方呢，和他的另外的儿子居住的地方有饥荒，他们就跑到埃及去买粮食。
But during that time, Jacob and his sons, the place that they were living had a famine, so they went all the way to Egypt to get some food.
那这个约瑟呢，看到这些哥哥们来到他的面前，约瑟认得他们，他们不认得约瑟。
And when Joseph saw his brothers come before him, he recognized them, but his brothers did not recognize him.
你想约瑟心里怎么想
？So what do you think Joseph was thinking at the time?
那圣经上讲呢，约瑟跟他哥哥相认的过程里面大哭泣成。
It says in the Bible when Joseph reconciled with his brothers, he wept bitterly.
For seven times.
Seven times.
你看他心里有多少的苦毒啊
！Because he has so much bitterness in his heart.
你想被哥哥卖掉，对不对
？Yeah, you're being sold by his brothers.
做奴隶不说，还要做监狱，对不对
？He was a slave. He was imprisoned.
他不是一年两年啊，至少十五年啊
！Not one or two years, but 15 years, the prime of his life.
所以他心里有很多的苦毒啊。
So he was very bitter.
他要不要认他的哥哥
？Should he recognize his brothers?
不想认啊。
He didn't want to reconcile.
但是呢，他先见到他的爸爸，还有见到他同母的弟弟本杰明。
So he saw his father. He wanted to see his father and his brother from the same mother, Benjamin.
那所以为了见他的爸爸和本杰明呢，他使了一些计谋，就是说你要把，反正长话短说吧，你要再下一次再来的时候呢，你要把你的小弟弟带来，怎么样
？So in order to see his brother and Benjamin, he had many plans, and one of which is to tell them you have to bring Benjamin with you next time you come.
所以第二次带这个。本杰明来的时候呢，他就把本杰明想办法使了一个计，把本杰明给他扣押起来。
So the next time when they brought Benjamin, he schemed to figure out a way to keep Benjamin there with him.
那这时候呢，犹大做了一件事情。
But at this time, Judah did something.
因为他的爸爸雅各不知道约瑟是死了还是活着。
Because his father Jacob does not know whether Joseph is dead or alive.
那现在呢？他的爸爸有爱这个小最小的儿子，本杰明。
So now his brother, father loves the youngest Benjamin the most.
那就说，这个时候呢，就是约瑟呢，就说，想要看到本杰明便雅悯啊，圣经翻译作便雅悯，也想见到他的爸爸。
So it says in the Bible, Joseph really wanted to see Benjamin and also his father.
但是呢，他根本就跟这几个哥哥呢，他不想跟他们认。
Yeah, but he doesn't want to.
不杀他们就可以了。
He doesn't want to reconcile with his older brothers, and not killing them is already very nice.
但是呢，神的心意是什么呢？神的心意是要以色列的十二个支派都要受祝福。
But what is God's heart? God's heart is to let all 12 tribes of Israel be blessed.
就像祭司上的勋牌上面的十二块宝石，一个都不能缺少。
Just like the precious stones, the 12 precious stones on the high priest's breastplate, not one can be left out.
神把约瑟提前裁派到埃及去，就是要来预备，来祝福以色列人，来养育以色列人在埃及地上面来培养壮大他们。
So when God sent Joseph in advance to Egypt, his will was to let Joseph to
go ahead of them, to prepare,
go ahead and prepare
to raise Israel up.
To raise Israel up.
那如果约瑟不想跟他的哥哥们相认，这个使命是完不成的。
But if Joseph does not want to reconcile with his older brothers, then this calling will not come to.
就像今天我们的教会也是一样，我们的教会如果不合意，整个的教大教会不合意，在主的面前，好多使命是完不成，祝福是不能完全领到的。
So it's like today in our churches, if we are not in unity, then God's mission for us cannot be completed, and the blessings will not come.
那犹大做了一件非常特别的事情。
So Judah did something very interesting.
让这个祝福就下来了。
That made the blessing come to him.
那我们来读一下四十四章三十到四十五章的第四节。
So, let's read chapter 44, verse 32.
Yeah, 45. 那第三十节呢，他当时呢就这个约瑟要把他的小弟弟要留下来。
So here in verse 30, Joseph is trying to make Benjamin stay.
但是呢，犹大知道这件事情对他的爸爸来说，他爸爸是受不了。
But Judah knows that if Benjamin were to stay, his father would not be able to accept that.
因为他的爸爸如果再失去这个小儿子的话，他爸爸就活不成。
Because he knows that if his father also lost this youngest child, then his father will not be able to live anymore.
所以三十节讲的，我父亲的命与这童子的命相连。如今我回到你仆人我父亲那里，若没有童子与我们同在，这是他在跟约瑟在对话，约瑟认得他，他不认得约瑟。
So in verse 30 says, So now, if the boy is not with us when I go back to your servant my father, and if my father, whose life is closely bound up with the boy's life, sees that the boy isn't there, he will die.
我们的父亲见没有童子，他就必死。这便是我们是你仆人，我们的父亲白发苍苍，北北苍苍的下营将去了。三十 31st.
If he sees that the boy isn't there, he will die. Your servants will bring the gray head of our father down to the grave in sorrow. Your servant guaranteed the boy's safety.
因为仆人曾向我父亲为这童子作保，说我若不带他回来交给父亲，我便在父亲面前永远当罪。
Your servant guaranteed the boy's safety to my father. I said, if I do not bring him back to you, I will bear the blame before you, my father, all my life.
现在求你容仆人住下，替这童子做我主的仆奴仆，叫童子和他哥哥们一同上去。
Now then, please let your servant remain here as my lord's slave in place of the boy, and let the boy return with his brothers.
若童子不和我同去，我怎能上去见我父亲呢？恐怕我看见灾祸临到我父亲身上。
How can I go back to my father if the boy is not with me? No, do not let me see the misery that would come on my father.
四十五章第一节，约瑟在左右站着的人面前情不自禁，吩咐一声说：“人都要离开我出去。”
Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, "Have everyone leave my presence!"
约瑟和弟兄们相认的时候，并没有一人站在他面前。
So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers.
于是对他，于是他就放声大哭，埃及人和法老家中的人都听见了。
And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it.
约瑟对他弟兄们说：“我是约瑟，我的父亲还在吗？”他弟兄不能回答，因为在他面前都惊慌。
Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still living?" But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence.
长话短说，后来呢，约瑟就跟他们就相认了。
So long story short, Joseph and his brothers.
你就发现呢，这个犹大做了一件事情呢，就是说我要来担当我弟弟的这个主，我替他来做保，就是我，你要我做什么做什么，你不要把我弟弟放走。
So what Judah did here was He said, I will take the place of my brother. Just let him go and I will do whatever you ask of me in his place.
因为他爱他的爸爸。
Because he loves his father.
当然因为做了这件事情以后呢，约瑟的心啊，约瑟的那个苦毒的那个捆绑啊，就得到释放。
And so after he did this, the bitterness in Joseph's heart, was finally released. He was free from it.
你要知道约瑟呢，约瑟身上怎么会有捆绑呢？
But why would Joseph have this
bondage?
Bondage.
你知道约瑟是一个非常爱神的人。
Joseph is someone who loves God.
有时候我们基督徒也是，我们基督徒爱主的人，怎么会有捆绑呢？
So sometimes we think, us Christians, we love God. Why do we have bondages?
你知道好多教会不合，也好多时候捆绑在哪里？捆绑在问题出在牧师的身上。
So lots of times when churches are not in unity, lots of times the problem comes from the pastor.
为什么会有这样的问题呢？是受伤。
But why would there be such problems? Because
弟兄出卖了他。
Because brothers and sisters have betrayed him.
那中国好多的这个牧者，他可以为主坐牢，但是他不能跟那个弟兄相认。
So,
为什么？因为他曾经出卖他，把他放到牢里面去，三次教会，这个教会，那个教会。
So lots of times, the pastors of Chinese churches, they're willing to go to jail, go to prison for God, but they're not willing to reconcile with some of their brothers and sisters who have betrayed them.
因为这个是一个仇敌的一个工作呢，要分裂教会。
And because this is the work of Satan to split, separate the churches.
那仇敌在这个以色列十二个儿子身上呢，也做了这一个工作。
So, Satan did the same work on the children, the sons of Israel.
但是呢，神是掌权的那一位。
But God is the one in control.
神是真正掌权的那一位。
God is the one truly in control.
大家要知道，信主的人呢，仇敌看起来在掌权，但是他不是在真正掌权。
But brothers and sisters, know that those who believe in God, it looks like Satan is in control, but he's not actually in real control.
圣经上讲呢，神让万事效力叫什么？爱神的人要得益处。
It says in the Bible that God will make all things work for the good of those who love him.
神要用撒旦来成就他的大功。
God will use Satan to fulfill his work.
所以这个地方呢？就是神到，但是时候到了，时候到了，这个撒旦的这个捆绑就要彻底的解除。
So when the time is right, the bondage of Satan will be completely destroyed.
这样约瑟这样一位敬虔的爱主的一个宰相的身上的捆绑，谁能解除
？So like somebody like Joseph who loves God as fully.And who is the prime minister? Who can release his bondage? Yeah, he became prime minister because he was able to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh.
你知道法老的梦，你如果解的不对的话，你头就没了。
Yeah, if you don't interpret the dreams of Pharaoh correctly, he will behead you.
他能给法老解梦，就说他对神非常有信心，而且他听得非常清楚对神。
His ability to correctly interpret the dreams of Pharaoh means that he has he trusts God very much, and that he can hear clearly the voice of God.
这样一个人，谁能释放他的心得自由
？So someone like him, who can possibly release his heart from bondage?
犹大做了一件事情。
Judah did something.
就是担当。
Which is bearing.
做了人质。
He became the hostage.
这件事情呢，就把那个撒旦的权势就解除了。
This action released Satan's control.
大家知道，撒旦最大的权势，不管是在教会还是各个国家，就是那个分别善恶树上的果子吃了以后呢，人要定罪别人，问题都在别人，这就是撒旦最大的。
So Satan's biggest control, whether it's over church or over nations, is to shift responsibility, to accuse, accusation, to accuse, which comes from the tree of good and evil.
美国不强大，都是因为别的国家 把他的东西搞高了，都给夺走了。
Yeah, for example, America says they're not great, because other countries have taken their things.
所以都是别的国家的问题。
So, you know, all the problems from other countries.
但是耶稣来呢，神的法则就说，你的问题就是我的问题。
When Jesus came, his law is your problems are my problems.
我虽然没问题，但是你的问题就是我的问题。
Even though I have no problems, your problems are my problems.
所以呢，撒旦的那个权势就解除了。
So, Satan's control.
所以犹大就能够掐住那个撒旦的咽喉。
So that's why Judah is able to clutch the neck of Satan.
他的爸爸祝福他的时候，你知道就把这个话就讲出来，因为这是神的心意。
So when his father was blessing him, he said these words because this is God's heart.
你以为他的爸爸给他们最后祝福是随便讲话的吗？
Do you think his father, when they bless him at the end, is just random?
雅各一生跟随神，到最后的时候就是顺服在神的面前，听神，要懂得聆听神。
So Jacob followed God his whole life, and at the end of his life, he knew how to listen to God's voice.
所以他给儿子祝福的时候，他一定是圣灵给他讲。
So when he was blessing his children, it must have been the Holy Spirit telling him.
但是呢，弟兄姐妹，人在祝福别人，也有自己的心思在里。
Of course, when we bless other people, we also have our own.
这就是耶稣基督道成肉身了，他也尊重我们的血气啊，尊重我们的血气。
So when Jesus became human, he also respects our human nature.
所以呢，他给流便怎么说呢？你本是长子。大得尊荣，但是呢，你上了你父亲的床，所以你就没戏了。所以这是他作为人的一个，对吧
？So, when he was blessing Reuben, he said, "You were originally the oldest, but now."
Because, slept with his father's concubine.
Yeah, because he slept with his father's concubine, so he will not be blessed. So yeah, that clearly comes from his own personal thoughts as well.
大家明白？就说他，我们今天啊，在座的每一个人，如果你自己觉得有时候你不知道你哪一部分是你人的还是哪一部分是神的 ，you are okay.
So everyone sitting here, sometimes if you don't know which part is coming from God or coming from yourself, that's okay.
大家明白 ？Is it okay?
Is it okay?
当然，我们觉得不太 okay.
Also, we think it's not really okay.
但是呢，我觉得神觉得你 okay.
But I think God thinks that you're okay.
为什么？因为你又不可能成为神，对吧
？Because you can't. It's impossible for you to become God.
神爱你，所以呢 ，relax.
I love you, so relax.
Okay, 给自己讲，神爱我 ，relax.
So tell yourself, God loves me, so I can relax.
所以呢，神让耶稣基督担当我们的一切，对吧
？Yeah, so that's why God let Jesus come and bear everything for us.
神让我们也学习去担当。
And God wants us to learn how to bear.
当我们担当的时候呢，你就发现一切都改变。
So when we bear, we realize everything changes.
你的夫妻关系要改变。
Our marriage will change.
亲子关系要改变
，Family relationships will change。
教会的弟兄姐妹的关系要改变
，And the relationships between brothers and sisters。
教会和教会之间的关系要改变
，And the relationship between churches will transform。
种族和种族之间的关系要改变
，And between ethnic groups, nations will change。
因为这是神的办法
，Because this is God's method。
这是神要让祭司把以色列的十二个名字要担当在他的肩上。
This is God wanting the high priest to bear the names of all 12 tribes of Israel on his shoulders.
不仅仅是担当那个刚才读的这个出埃及记里面讲的呢，你要把这个名字像刻图章一样的刻在这个红玛瑙上。
Not just to bear, but to engrave these names on your shoulder blades.
那英文讲的那个 engrave 就是深深的刻在这个红玛瑙里面。
In English, the word engrave means to carve deeply into the red onyx.
所以呢，主耶稣呢，把我们的名字呢，深深的刻在他的肩膀上。
So Jesus has deeply carved our names onto his shoulders.
感谢主，我们一起起立来祷告。
Thank you, God. Let's stand and pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, thank you.
哦，父啊，我们感谢你。
Father, thank you.
因为你差派你的儿子耶稣基督。
Because you sent your Son Jesus.
来到世上就是要来担当我们的罪孽，担当我们的过犯。
You sent him to earth to bear our sins and bear our transgressions.
也担当我们的诱惑，担当我们的痛苦。
And to bear our anxieties and bear our misery.
主啊，我们再次说，主啊，谢谢你的话语。
We say once again, we thank you for your word.
因为你在旧约里面一直就预备着这样极大的救恩。
Because since the Old Testament, you have been preparing this amazing salvation.
其实你也愿意让以色列人、犹太人知道。
And you also want the Jews to know.
但是他们今天读圣经的时候，还有一个帕子蒙在他们的脸上。
But today, when they read the Bible, they still have a veil over their faces.
但是主，我们感谢你，你把如此的恩典赐给我们。
But we thank you for giving such a grace to us.
在茫茫的人海里面拣选了我们。
In amongst all these people, you have chosen us.
让我们成为你的儿女。
Chosen us to become your children.
进入以色列，进入这个以色列的。这个你应许给十二支派的恩典里面。
To enter into the grace that you have promised the 12 tribes.
进入亚伯拉罕的约里面。
To enter into the promises of Abraham.
主啊，我们再次说，我们信。
So we say once again, we believe.
主啊，我们信耶稣基督已经为我们担当了一切。
We believe that Jesus has bore everything for us.
就像以赛亚说五十三章讲的，他担当了我们的罪孽，也担当了我们的疾病。
Isaiah 53 has said he has bore our transgressions and our sicknesses.
主，我们相信。
Lord, we believe.
我们同时也相信你要让我们如此行。
We also believe that you want us to believe like this.
像基督一样活着。
Like living like Christ.
要让我们成为祭司。
You want us to become priests.
让更多更多的人能够进到神的国里。
So that more and more people can come into your kingdom.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
So Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.